How do the police take on the police? Today I'm talking about Elite Squad, The Enemy Within. This is Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Hello, movie friends. Welcome to Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. I am Scott, and today I am talking about a critically acclaimed movie from Brazil that I've been meaning to see for a long time, just hadn't been able to either sit down with it or get a copy of it, and finally did through an interlibrary loan. So thank you, Cuyahoga County Public Library, as always. They are my go-to source for movies, especially new ones and ones that I'm trying to, you know, check off the list. And I really like this one. I don't always go for kind of like cop or crime thrillers, but this one is really well made, and I really like, for reasons I'll get into very shortly. So without further ado, let's get started. One thing that can be very, very frustrating about American movies about police officers or the police as an entity is how frequently they reinforce police talking points or fail to critique the larger systemic issues that include politics. I bring all of this up because today's critically acclaimed movie out of Brazil, Elite Squad, The Enemy Within, does exactly that. A sequel to Elite Squad, taking place 13 years after the original film, our lead character and cop, Nascimento, is operating as the BOPE, basically the tactical group of the police, who finds himself at the center of a controversy when one of his units violently puts down a prison uprising with a local activist in harm's way. While the uproar gets Nascimento booted from his current position, his favorable rating with influential political figures gives him unprecedented control over the police in Rio. But Nascimento quickly learns that his high-minded plans to clean up the slums will only go so far, because the same politicians who gave him his new job also plan on controlling the streets. The Enemy Within is one of the best kind of crime thrillers, because it manages to be exciting and well-written, while also having something to say. If there was one major critique of the first film, is that it was a very pro-police authority. All of the police recruits are treated as needing to be hard as hell to survive the streets and the necessary training, and they need to be portrayed as needing to be ruthless and take every shot they get when given a chance. And that's the mindset Nascimento starts with: clean out the streets of drug dealers and everything will be fine. Which is why it's so refreshing that when his plans go to hell, almost immediately, thanks to institutional corruption. It's even played up with a this is what Nascimento thought would happen versus this is what actually happened. That is very bitter, but very effective. Nascimento is also having his ideals challenged in his personal life via a fraught relationship with his son, who seems to idolize his de facto stepdad, the activist that was brought up in the introduction. And basically, his son doesn't understand either why his father seems to lionize violence or why it would ever be necessary. Or he associates his father with the corruption his activist stepdad is trying to fight. Granted, this is the humanizing stuff in the margins that gives the final push of the film's final heft, when our hero and his family are put in the crosshairs of the system. In between, we've got a fascinating and quickly paced crime flick that conveys, better than about 10 documentaries on the same subject, how media, politics, crime, and police all work together to misuse their power for personal gain. And because, despite being a hothead from time to time, Nascimento is a moral man, we get to watch our audience avatar thrash against this interlinked series of interests that undermine his genuine efforts at every turn. And I think this is much better use of the film's original film's combination of shaky cam, tactical firefights, and quick editing. A lot of the time, this kind of style is meant to convey excitement or thrills, which is definitely how it's used in the first film. Here, however, it's meant to highlight all of these connected systems or to show off a complicated police operation in real time, versus explaining everything ahead of time. Dramatically, it's very engaging, but it also means that it's less celebratory or action movie-esque, which is exactly how these firefights should feel, because most of the time, bad stuff is happening. The verdict is, it's great stuff. Exciting and with a solid message, The Enemy Within's cynical edge puts it above most crime dramas. 8 out of 10. This has been Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to join our Facebook group, Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie World, for the latest reviews, discussions, and more. See you next time, everybody, and stay safe.